This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The music's been on point today. It really has. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, Elliot with us here as we get set for training camp on Wednesday. So wait, is your favorite day like the first day or is it like the first day of practice?
First day of practice. Yeah. So
that'd be Thursday? That would be Thursday this year?
It'd be Wednesday.
Wednesday.
They report on Tuesday and they practice on Wednesday.
All right.
I mean, it used to be back in the day when it was Lehigh, you used to go and watch them all move into their dorm rooms or whatever. But yeah, now no, we don't even go on the day they report. So it'll be the next day for the first practice.
All right. So let's, before we go back to the phones and get everyone's phone calls here, what are you watching for? It's a different kind of camp because obviously they're the champions, right? Last year there was a lot of drama heading in and questions about Sirianni and Hurts. There's none of that. Like,
remember Jalen's first press conference was a huge deal.
It was monumental. There's none of that this year, right? They're coming off a championship, but they did lose a lot of players on defense, and there's a lot of youth that's going to play a lot this year. What's top of mind when you're out there coming up starting on Wednesday that you're looking at?
So I think, you know, the number one thing for me is maybe going to surprise people, but I'm very interested to see what Jahad Campbell does day one. So it's not a positional battle. It's not a who's going to be out there with, you know, this unit. I think we're maybe underestimating a little bit the impact Jahad Campbell can have. I don't know if he'll be a full-time starter week one. I don't even know if, frankly, he'll be a full-time starter at all this year. I could picture a world where he plays a lot of snaps, but is not technically the starting edge or the starting linebacker. But because of the injury and because how good the team is, I think we've just completely written him off as, well, whatever he does is you know, icing on the cake. They did lose a lot of guys on defense, and he can be an impact guy against the quarterback. So, you know, he's putting out videos of him working out, and trust me, I'm not doing the whole Ben Simmons offseason. Like, I get it, right? But he did a little more in the offseason program than I thought he would. He had a helmet on the final day doing individual drills. Fangio says mid-August. I think he's going to play week one, so I'm excited to see Jahad Campbell.
Play inside or outside? Like inside linebacker?
You said in week one?
Yeah.
I think he will be a dressed active player that is maybe not like on the field in to blitz the quarterback or to do some type of simple task in a sub package. I don't think he'll be a full-time starter week one.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question about something that I've been monitoring. Now, it might change soon here because it seems like the domino is starting to fall. Am I correct in that their second-round pick, Makuba, has not signed yet?
Yeah, so Makuba is the only rookie they have not signed yet. If you've been following what's happening in the second round of the draft, essentially, I forget who the first player to sign was, but somebody very early on, I think it was the 34th overall pick, got a fully guaranteed deal. Every single penny of it fully guaranteed.
And that doesn't happen with second round
picks.
And
that doesn't happen with most NFL players, let alone second round picks. And so because of that, I think like 80% of the second round picks are unsigned, and that number is shrinking quickly because now they're starting to sign. But yeah, Makuba is not signed yet. I would be shocked if he's not out there at practice next Wednesday. I think they'll get the deal done. A few players around his draft slot have now signed, so he might even sign today. But yeah, as of now, he is not signed.
So I have a question, but I'm curious because you're at all the training camp practices. You've seen all these for a lot of years. One of the biggest questions I feel like we've kind of pushed on the back burner is that they have a new coordinator. It's Petullo.
Yeah.
We're doing this again. Can you tell in training camp about a coordinator on the offense, or do you have to wait to the season?
Because, I don't think you can tell. Okay, in training camp.
Yeah, because I mean it's a huge deal. Like again, and think about the track record. Like when they've gone from outside the organization, whether it be Kellen Moore or Steichen, it's worked. And then the one time they promoted directly from within on the staff was Brian Johnson. That didn't work. So this, I hope that breaks the trend. But I have no idea what to expect from Petula.
So my number one concern with the team this year is the offensive coordinator spot. And it's not even really about Petula. Like, if another team hired Petula to be their head coach, I would think it is a good hire. I think personality-wise, he has head coach traits. I think being around Nick as long as he has is a positive. And clearly him and Nick are successful together. But in my experience covering the Eagles, the years after championship runs, whether that's winning the Super Bowl or going, are really, really hard. And for the most part, they've coincided with a change of coordinator. In fact, if you look over the past, I did this recently, I think it was the past 25 years, there's not many examples of a team losing their like primary offensive play caller for the following year. The Eagles lost Frank Reich, but Doug was the primary play caller. The Eagles then again in 2023 lost Steichen in 23 off 2022. But outside of that, we have this perception that great coaching staffs, when you're good, you lose the guys. Maybe I missed a team, but I couldn't come up with more than two or three teams in the last 25 years that have lost their primary play caller the year after they go to the Super Bowl.
Well, part of it, and it's like because
Belichick's a lot of them.
Right, and Andy is.
And Andy, right. So, yeah. And McVay.
Shanahan. Shanahan hasn't won. But we've accepted that we don't have a play calling head coach, but this is part of the challenge with that.
Correct. So my concern with the team next year is, are they going to have a counterpunch? When every team has spent all offseason figuring out how to stop them, to me, the offensive coordinator role is not so much about the scheme itself. It's about coming up with solutions to problems.
And that's what Brian Johnson could do.
And that's what, weren't good at that. The blitz, right? Yeah. They could not adjust to the blitz. Now, I think part of that was Jalen, but regardless. So my biggest concern with this team is the offensive coordinator spot.
What's interesting is the two favorites in the NFC are the Eagles and Lions. They both lost their play
now call. The Lions, I think, are in a way worse situation. Well, they've lost both coordinators and their head coach. I mean, I'm assuming his specialty is offense because didn't he play tight end?
But he called plays early in his tenure there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. But the two favorites in the conference both lost their play caller.
Yeah. Now, at least the Eagles kept their defensive guy.
Yes. Well, and he's probably the most important guy they have. All right. Yeah. So Wednesday it all starts, training camp with the Eagles. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back, featuring a mouthwatering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. Grab your crew and head over to McGurk's this weekend. The ring ceremony's tonight, right? They're getting the ring
tonight. Finally.
It's so weird that it's so late. I know it got canceled, right?
So it's not on. It's not their decision.
They were supposed to do it in
rings,
June.
The rings were not ready by their original date. But so I was asking you this in the pre-show meeting. Now that they have two Super Bowls now, and we see that, right? When they bring the Lombardi places, they bring the other one.
Yep.
If you look at the side of the link, they have. Would you put both trophies on the ring?
No.
I wouldn't either. But because I think there's a shot they do it. Because if you look at the Patriots, they started to do it. When they had two, three, there's a bunch on the side of that ring.
I just feel for the guys on last year's team. I mean, how many were also on the first team that won it in 17?
It'd be like Lane, Jake Elliott.
Lovato.
Brandon.
It's few, right? It's five or six, maybe.
Is that all of them?
That might be it.
Yeah.
So, like, for everybody else, why do they want the other ring? They've only earned one.
I agree with you. I think that they need to separate the two rings a little bit. The two trophies, I mean.
Yeah, if I'm a guy that was just on this team and not the first one, I don't want the other one.
It was funny. I was at an event this offseason. It was actually for the FIFA Club World Cup, and AJ was there. And the both trophies were there. And he was going to take a picture, you know, at the event. And he noticed he was standing next to the 17 one. And he was like, oh, you know, let me stand next to mine.
Yeah.
So I do think there's a little bit of that with the rings.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9490 for OG Wade. Is up on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what up, OG? What's going on?
Who do you got, Utley or Hurts?
Listen, man, I love the conversation. And I want to say this to you, Joe, and I really want you to consider my point on Jalen Hurts here.
Okay.
And I think what the problem that we have with Jalen Hurts is that, and this is abroad, everybody has never seen a player like Jalen Hurts. You see what I'm saying? He's revolutionizing the position quarterback. Just like when Peyton Manning came in, He revolutionized the position because no one never seen the quarterback take command of the line of scrimmage like he did, and da 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 da. So that whole phenom was like there. Now Jalen Hurts has come and done won a Super Bowl when Spike Eskins, as well as a lot of the media pundits, said you can't win a Super Bowl throwing the ball 21 times a game. Well, he threw the ball 22 times in the Super Bowl and won. Then they said run first quarterback. You can't win a Super Bowl with a run first quarterback. Bang. He kicked that wall down. This is one thing that people aren't realizing. When you're talking about the attempts that Jalen Hurts had, while the attempts was low, when you look at the other quarterbacks that threw the ball 30 times or more, a lot of their passes was behind the line of scrimmage, which tells you that's an extension of the run. Mm. And then for our extension of the run, we actually just hand the ball off to Saquon and ran the ball. People ain't counting that because Jalen Hurts had 49 passes behind the line of scrimmage towards Josh Allen's 139 passes behind the line of scrimmage, Patrick Mahomes' 145 passes behind the line of scrimmage, and so on. You have to consider these things. So when all that being considered, Jalen Hurts is the one that's ultimately making the call. So when someone says that the Eagles took the ball out of his, no. The Eagles said that, hey, as a group, here's the best way that we can win. Not throwing the ball. Look, there's no one out here winning the Super Bowl throwing the ball 30 times a game.
And good point,
OG. You know what? That's a good point. I think I'm listening to the guy OG Wade said, the OG Wade four-point system. That's the key to winning.
So, all right, so hold on. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and I think what you're probably looking for, and I'm looking at it right now, like his yards per attempt are high.
I think it was top of the league.
It was fourth. He's fourth. He's 8.0 yards an attempt. So when he throws it, they throw the ball down the field, right? He makes big plays instead of short passes, right? And so they don't have to throw it 30 times. They do their damage in 20. I'm with you on that. But, like, none of this, to me, makes him better than the top guys. Like, he's right behind them, but...
Okay, so I don't think
it's. Well, I agree with your point that the way they play shouldn't be held fully against him, right? Because they're playing a winning brand of football, but it also doesn't make him the best.
Right, but let me ask you this question because this is what's going to make him the best.
Okay,
can you tell me? And I'm not being funny. Can you tell me one thing that all of these so-called elite quarterbacks does that Jalen Hurts cannot do?
So I don't ever think it's about something he can't do. They are more consistently excellent than he is.
I also don't think he has as good of an arm as, like, Allen, Lamar.
But I do think he can make the throws.
His arm is not as strong.
I just think week to week, the top four that everyone brings up, right? They're just more consistently good week in, week out, where Jalen will have, to me, some blah games mixed in to the really good ones.
Now, let me ask you this question. Now, I'm glad you said that, Elliot. When people say arm talent, right? If Jalen Hurts is the best thrower of the football outside the numbers, then all of these ones, except Joe Burrow to me, at throwing the football, if Jalen Hurts is top five or top three at deep ball throws than all of those other guys, then what are we talking about?
OG, I'll take it a step further. Jalen's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I just think the difference is that Lamar and Josh Allen have an arm that can make up for mistakes. I think Jalen Hurts, and he has to make the right read, and, like, he can get it there for sure. But the difference is Lamar and Josh Allen, I just think their arm is, it can make up for mistakes that Jalen's arm can't.
So let me ask you this question. Why aren't they successful as Jalen Hurts?
Well, they are successful.
They are. I mean,
they're just not as successful as Jalen. Yeah.
That's my point.
Right. Well,
that winning is a team stat?
It's not.
Right, we appreciate it.
It's not. It is a quarter. It is a. You want to call Pro Football Reference? They have it as a quarterback stat.
That's wonderful for Pro Football Reference.
Well, they're the authority on stats.
No, I don't care.
They absolutely are.
Hold on. We all have brains, do we not?
I have my own stats. I'm the authority
right now. And I also have something about what you said about Jalen, but I'll save it.
So, all right. I've been holding these for a while because I keep saying this, and now I want to give you, like, the numbers behind it. My issue with why I don't put him with Allen or Mahomes or Lamar or you know, whoever I didn't mention, Burrow, is I just think they're more consistently excellent. Every time this comes up, Elliot, people feel like I'm saying he doesn't have the ability. I think Jalen has a lot of ability. I think sometimes we actually underrate his ability. He throws it well outside. He runs. I agree with you. He's accurate. It's not an ability thing. It's consistency.
I'm so happy you're bringing this up because I have some stats for
you,
too.
All right. Well, here
we
go.
We'll see whose stats are more convincing.
Okay. So I'm going to give you three numbers to measure quarterbacks last year. And I'm going to actually throw you all a bone. I'm not going to use like raw passing yards because I understand they ran the ball more because they were up in games. I don't want to hold that against them. So I'm going to use games with a passer rating of 100 or higher.
Wow, maybe were you doing the same stats.
Which has nothing to do with attempts, right? Okay. I'm going to use games with two or fewer sacks taken.
Okay.
So and really that should help him because he has less attempts. He should have less sacks, okay? And then games with 250 total yards. So his 45-yard runs, that gets baked in.
Okay. Rushing and passing.
Right. And I went to 250, not 300.
Yeah,
because
it's fair.
All right.
I think that's a fair number.
Okay. So here are the games last year, the number of games each guy had. And I left Mahomes out of this because I just...
Yeah, he's clearly number one.
Okay. Passer rating of at least 100. Here are the amount of games last year. Jalen Hurts had 8 games with a passer rating of 100 or higher. Burrow had 11, Lamar 13, Allen 10. Games with 2 or fewer sacks taken. Hurts had 7. Burrow had only 6. Burrow takes a lot of sacks. Mm-hmm. That's a knock on him.
His offensive line's bad.
Lamar had 15 games where he took 2 or fewer sacks. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen had 16. So like way better at not taking sacks.
Yep, for sure.
250 plus total yards, which includes rushing. So it helps Jalen and Lamar. Hurts had 9, Burrow 12, Lamar 13, Allen 8. Like, he's clearly behind those guys.
So
In terms of consistency, excellence.
All right, so I disagree he's clearly behind. I would say the sack thing, hold on. The
numbers
sack,
are there.
Yeah, well, no, we can talk about the numbers. The sack thing, for sure. Jalen has got to be better at not taking sacks. I 100% agree with you on that. But the other ones you're pointing to, he's basically right there with Josh Allen in the first two, if I'm remembering. Or the first and the third one.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very close to Josh Allen, right?
But he had less than half the games of taking two or fewer sacks.
No, the sacks is
Allen.
A problem. I agree with you. All right, now let me give you some stats.
Okay.
All right? So I did Jalen and Josh Allen for this.
Okay.
Over the past 3 years, so 3 full seasons, they both played, coincidentally enough, 56 games. Mm. Jalen, games with a passer rating over 100, 28. Josh Allen, games with passer rating over 100. 28. Jalen, games with a passer rating 79 and below. You can debate what number you want to pick. I pick 79. He has 10. Josh Allen, 79 and below. 15.
Those are bad games, basically.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Now, this doesn't even include rushing yards, but I think with both of them, they rushed a lot. The point I'm making is, I think this idea that Josh Allen and Lamar and them have like all these special games that Jalen doesn't have, I don't think are true. I think Jalen's actually very consistent compared to them. Now, you could say his job is different than theirs and it makes it easier to be consistent. I wouldn't completely push back on you. But week over week, I think you know more what you're getting from Jalen than you do these other quarterbacks.
That might be a fair way to put it. But I think he's more like consistently the 10th best guy in the league or the 8th. Well, the stats show you,
Josh Allen and him have had the same number of games over the past 3 years with passer rating over 100.
It's a good statistic.
Whose stats did you think were better?
I do think we should factor in last year. The reason Allen won the MVP is all his offensive weapons were either rookies or second-year players, right? Like Jalen Hurts at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith at Saquon. What did the Bills have last year? Was Khalil Shakir their number one receiver?
Yeah, they had Dalvin Cook.
James Cook.
Yeah.
Who was actually probably their best guy.
Yeah.
Whose numbers are like better?
Kyle, whose stats
are clearly the ones that fit my agenda.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't even know why I asked.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the numbers aren't the end-all be-all. Like, we all have eyes. We all watch football. We understand that circumstances are different for other players. That's why I know everyone hates when you do the if this and if that. But like when you're comparing one player to another, that's all you have because you can't take them and put them on the same. You can't give them the same exact like situations, right? Like you just can't. So you have to sort of put your head in that space.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. But okay. Jalen's resume is better than those guys.
I guess for me
Lamar's. Lamar's, yeah.
In general, today and all the Jalen Utley for our last spot, it feels like we're talking about Hurts as if he played the way he did in 22 when they won the Super Bowl.
He played different.
But he didn't
different.
Play as well last year.
He did.
But I just... I get it.
We all watched it.
It was the story. Do you remember what A.J. Brown said? Didn't you ask him the question?
Yes. I agree. He did not pass the ball as well last year as he did in 22. That is not the end-all be-all of playing quarterback. He took care of the ball at an elite level last year. And again, you guys always laugh and roll your eyes with this, but it does matter. And you have to take into account that the Saquon thing is part of it. When you talk about how they played a completely different style of football.
But that wasn't what they started doing.
Don't you think they came into the season wanting to be a passing team?
Of course
team.
They did.
I think they came into the season wanting to throw it more than that.
Right. And then
to be fair, it's also the only offseason they've given a running back a ton of money. So you could certainly say they wanted to run the ball as well.
But that's where I won't accept the whole, like, well, then they discovered that they had Saquon Barkley. They knew what they were getting in Saquon. They still went into the season wanting to be a throwing team. And then what happened? Turned the ball over 7 times in the first 4 games. They went 2-2.
But let's get some context with that, too. So let's say they wanted to come out throwing the ball. AJ gets hurt in week 1. If I'm not mistaken, he doesn't play 2, 3, and 4, right? Or maybe he get hurt against Atlanta. But he didn't.
No, I think he missed all 3.
He missed Atlanta.
Yeah, he missed,
yep.
But then he also missed the
and missed Saints
2.
And then Bucs. Yeah, yep.
Devontae didn't play
missed
against Tampa.
Yep. It was that late hit. Yeah.
Lane didn't play against Tampa.
The Tampa one is one where
his stats are... Now, again... I don't think he played well those first 4 weeks, so I'm not excusing it. But I do think if we want to go back and say they completely abandoned everything, like the first 4 games had some extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But he also turned the ball over
100%.
Times.
But why is him turning it over in the first 4 weeks a huge deal, and then him not turning it over the rest of the way just like a footnote in how he played?
Because
the
I think the volume tells a story.
He averaged like 6 fewer passes a game or something like that.
But I mean that. Kind of is it like if you look
it's
at his
not
numbers,
a small
it was,
amount, but it's not.
It was like 30 plus attempts to about, you know, they whittled it down to like, you know, 20, 25, right?
Yeah, but they were also winning more. I mean, no, against the Saints and the Bucks, they were behind.
To me, it's just a weird time to say now he's the best.
Right.
Like, he's not even his best year.
Why is after he wins Super Bowl MVP a weird time to say that?
Because we all remember the season.
We would do it for everything. When Jokic won the title, it was, well, he's definitely the best now.
But
wins titles. Well, he's the best now.
But Jokic had won league MVPs before that.
Yeah, the difference is those guys have production
dominance.
To go with.
Jalen also has production. Mm. You just
production,
don't count
not
the running
to the
production.
Same degree.
You
not
don't
dominance.
Count the. He's been arguably the best running quarterback in the NFL besides Lamar the last 3 years. You just don't count
him
that
and
part.
Allen. Yeah, the 3 of them.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you just don't.
I count it. I counted 250 total yards.
No, you did in that one stat. But when we talk about Jalen, it's almost always just about the passing game.
Well, the passing is more important. It is.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true anymore.
Dude,
If I was drafting a quarterback today, I would rather take one that's an elite runner that I can develop as a passer than an elite passer that I know won't
I think
be able to
I
run
think you're
the
insane. Because quarterbacks average about 8 yards per attempt. On average throwing, and running backs, what, like 4?
Yeah.
Like, that's twice as many yards on average that you're getting by throwing the football. Throwing the football is just a better way to win in the NFL.
Obviously, I agree with that, but the point I'm making is being able to move as a quarterback is essential in today's NFL. You want to talk about Joe Burrow and why he hasn't had success? He's not a great mover in the pocket.
No, being able to move, right, but like, the most important trait is being able to throw the football at a high level.
So you have to be able to run it as well.
I understand.
Not as important, though.
I understand the argument. Part of the issue is, and it's why Russell Wilson didn't age well, when he lost his legs, he became pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
Like, so Jalen, if Jalen's going to be as great as we hope for the next 10 years, he has to get better as a thrower. Or they have to have a better passing game. Because eventually, he's not going to run as well. That's just, look what happened to Donovan. Donovan's legs went. And
Donovan, I don't think was actually, well... Him or Jalen as a passer, I think, is interesting. I think Donovan had a better arm.
But I think Jalen has better touch and accuracy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I'd rather have Jalen as a thrower. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll finish with your phone calls, checking with you people, and big NFL news yesterday, what it means for an NFC East rival. That's coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Midday Show. All right, coming up, we'll get to you people here, and we have to give away the Phillies tickets to the game on Tuesday, Y2K night, which is one of my favorite Phillies nights of the year. Y2K night with, who is it, Sean LeClaire, Mark Jackson, and Ike Reese changing bases.
And Nelly.
And Nelly. What's your most exciting part of that?
I never guessed your first concert, by the way. Never even tried. You might just have to tell me at this point.
So I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
It was a two-person concert, like two acts in the concert. And they were two of, I believe, the first 10 members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not going to get this one.
The first concert I ever saw was Chuck Berry and Little Richard.
Wow. How old were you?
I was...
What, in 1950?
Did you get brought to this concert, or did you request to go?
I got brought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
So do you have any recollection of it?
Brought with like a friend. It wasn't like
my
parents.
But did you ask your parents to go? Were you like, I want to go see whoever those two people you just said were?
I wasn't that young. I was in high school. I went with friends.
So that's what I mean.
But it was someone else's idea, and I was just like, I'll go.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that counts then.
They were awesome in concert. A little older. Yeah, I'm not sure how much energy they had left. But
not going to lie, I can't name any of their songs.
Oh, come on. You know some of their songs.
You know, like, Johnny B. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You probably have to know Johnny
B. Good.
I'm sure
if I heard it, I would.
Okay.
I'm not really a fan of, like, the old rock and roll. Like, I just don't ever listen to it.
But you probably have heard it.
I agree. Maybe in a commercial or something.
I forget. Wasn't it recently you were on the morning show and there was a song that, like, you thought...
Stairway to Heaven.
Which...
Well, we did that, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But you guys played it on the morning show, I thought.
Maybe.
I think it was like the same week you were on the morning show and
Seems
it came
like
up.
Seems like their
there.
Type of music.
Yeah,
wouldn't shock
me. Of course it does. All right. Before we go any further, we had some news yesterday in the NFL, but it obviously pertains particularly to the NFC East. TJ Watt, Elliott got paid yesterday. What was it, like 4 more years, $120-something million?
Yeah.
Or 3
Eagles,
years.
The Eagles were never going to give him that amount of money. So but we did the whole TJ Watt, you know, could they?
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever see the Eagles pay an edge that type of money.
What if they have one that's worth it? Let's just move on.
And then maybe. I mean, Howie's never done it. For as much as they value the position, they've never paid top of market money for an edge rusher.
You're right. But they also have never had, in Howie's time here, they've never drafted and developed that kind of player.
Yeah. I mean, Nolan Smith is who we're talking
And BG
about
was very good, but he obviously wasn't paid like that in his time. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Well, Trent Cole, maybe. Although that wouldn't have been Howie.
Right. It's kind of interesting that they haven't drafted and developed that kind of player. They do well at all.
Yeah.
And they get good ones, but they don't get
Well, they
those.
Believe in rotating them.
Yeah, and they also spent their higher draft capital on tackles, right? Jalen Carter
defensive
tackle.
Defensive tackles, Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis.
Yeah. They don't spend it on the edges there.
No.
But it does do one thing. It keeps him in Pittsburgh. Because the team I kept looking at to say maybe they would trade for him would be Washington.
Yeah.
But they've... Kyle brought this up yesterday. Maybe that they settled on Von Miller when they realized they weren't going to be able to trade for TJ Watt.
Agreed.
Yeah. The next domino to fall in the NFL is going to be the Micah Parsons contract. He's going to be the next edge rusher to get paid here. Let's listen to, and I'm not making this up, this is Micah Parsons on the Undertaker's podcast talking about his future contract with the Cowboys.
How are we coming along with the contract, man? We gotta... Can you talk about it? Because look, I listen. He had to drink. He had to get a drink of water. Yeah. That's not a good sign.
We obviously want to get done early. We want that relief off our backs, but obviously ownership is always going to make it drag out, make it more complicated than it has to be. Lack of communication in that standpoint. But you know, I just always say, God has me this far. He ain't done with me yet. So you know, I just keep working, keep going, and then when it come, I'm gonna be ready. But you know, it ain't gonna be no drop off.
It seems like to me, like they would want to get it done because there's a few other contracts out there that are going to probably say what you're going to end up getting paid.
I would never understand it. We wanted to do the contract last year. They're just kind of like, we want to do Dak and CD, and then you go out there, perform again, and then, you know, you would think like, all right, we'll get it done early. We know there's some guys that's about to get ready to get repaid, like Miles, you know, Max is gone. So you would think like, hey, let's get ahead of that. You know what I mean? I just never understand, you know, when guys come into the league and they're consistent and they, you know, they perform well, why they got such an urge. But then there's guys that just have one good year or maybe two good years, and it's just like they get it right away. And now, even now, you got TJ and Max and all these other guys is getting paid, and you can't want us to take less because you just decided to wait, you know?
You know what? I don't have any doubt. You're going to get what you deserve to get, and I can't wait for you to do that, man.
Yeah, I mean, Undertaker
clearly knows ball, by
locked
the way.
In, yeah.
He is, like, talking about contract comparisons, who's getting paid, who's not. He's not just doing this for fun.
Undertaker, more of a pro than I thought. He even brought
That's
the audience into that. Micah took a sip of his water before answering.
Exactly,
I mean, he really
yeah.
painted the whole
He's
picture.
He's talking while the guy's drinking. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I just, if you had told me there'd be a day where Micah Parsons was on the Undertaker's podcast, I wouldn't have bought it.
Although, it seems Micah's pretty open to doing podcasts.
The
bar doesn't seem super, super high for Micah to go on.
Let me ask this. So we know Crosby got a lot of money, Garrett, and now Watt, and soon it'll be Micah Parsons. Do you think, how much do you think this affects how much Jalen Carter gets? Different position, but both, you know, pass rushers.
Because I think Jalen's going to want to be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. When he signs, if he has the year,
this all impacts it.
Yeah, so if he has the same year in 2025 that he did in 2024, he will be able to demand being the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. So what Micah gets, absolutely, I think impacts Jalen Carter. But the other thing is, and I don't think Nolan Smith will be at this level yet, but let's say Nolan Smith has 15 sacks this year. Now you'd say that's crazy, but I think he had 10 in his final 11 or 12 games or something like that. If he has a ton of sacks, a former first round pick, body type you look for in an edge, young, you wonder what he can demand.
Well, and I think sometimes we forget because he was the second first round pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just the same as Jalen Carter. They both
Correct.
Can get extensions.
Yeah. So there is that. But the other thing too is just you listen to Micah and you wonder if the Eagles are just might never have interest in having him on the team.
Well, he's a goof.
The public talking about contracts and also just like the public analysis of how the front office is handling it, I just can't imagine the Eagles ever being
Crazy.
A fan of that.
All right, so he's not crossed the line yet because he's still a great player, but he will eventually cross the line to more of a podcaster than a football player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does really make you wonder. I know we all like to clown the Cowboys and they're not that well run. Why they're not paying him? Because it seems like...
Well, they did this with Dak. I mean,
they're
stupid.
It just seems like a no-brainer. And then they paid Dak too late. Well, and I think they've honestly reached a point where I don't know if it's smart for them to pay Micah.
Well, maybe if they have another bad year, they just decide to fully rebuild and they use
right.
Micah to
and
trade
him for the assets. Yeah.
Well, that's certain. That maybe it is. Maybe that's where they're going.
So he's
going
to do the Travis transition, the Travis Kelce
yes.
transition.
Because Travis
player to podcaster.
Has transitioned. Well, he's a podcaster now.
Yeah, but Travis dates the biggest star in the world.
No, right. Yeah. And he's older and he had
separate,
his full career.
Separate issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying if Micah, you know, to take off that way, I think you.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I mean,
fair.
Paul, what's Paul George now? More of a podcaster or a basketball player?
Well, he's definitely more of a podcaster.
Yeah, he's totally a podcaster. Yeah. This happens to players.
Joel's a storyteller.
Yeah. Sometimes your career goes in a different direction. Yeah. And that's what happened to those guys. Joe and Mayfair is up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, always a pleasure. Good afternoon, everybody.
What's up, Joe?
You know, everything always comes back to Jalen Hurts, and I don't know why. It's like we can't get rid of the conversation. So
it's kind of like how we talked about McNabb for 20 years until we had Carson, and then we had Jalen.
You know, I had the great, like probably the greatest comparison here in Philly, and you know, back in the 80s, you had Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, and then you had Maurice Cheeks. Mo wasn't top three point guard of his entire time, but he was absolutely crucial in leading the 80 to 83 Sixers to two championship rounds, one finals win, and playing with a ton of talent around him to where Moses had to come in to put us over the top, just like Saquon Barkley. But we never talked about Maurice Cheeks or never even think about Maurice Cheeks as not being other than the great player, right fit, floor general, leader, knew how to get the ball in the right hands to everybody that was needed. But in the fourth quarter, when you needed a key steal or a key basket, he didn't fail. Sound a little familiar with our quarterback here?
So, Joe, I think it's interesting comparison. And I wasn't old enough then to be part of the discourse then, like, about him, but I understand your point. Now, I think part of it is the way the sports news cycle has changed. I don't think then that there was an ESPN list ranking the top point guards, and people were annoyed that Maurice Cheeks was so low, buried behind all the names you mentioned. We just, you know, he was appreciated here. Now there's all this discourse, which, you know, comes back to the way he's discussed, but people get upset.
But this is Philadelphia. This is a national. Philadelphia loves people that put the work in. Check mark. People that like to hold themselves accountable. Check mark.
Sure.
People like a leader in this town that can lift people up. Check mark. People love players in this city that when the spotlight's on them in big moments come through and not crawl under a rock.
Check mark. Check.
So I don't understand. When it comes to what you want the face of your franchise to be, not like Joel Embiid, not like it was Eric Lindros or McNabb, name me the face of a franchise other than Jalen that has stepped up to the plate or on the field in every way, shape, or form and has not crumbled when you needed him the most.
Joel,
please name me one.
Joel, you're a smart guy.
Yes.
You're killing me here. Nobody's saying they don't want Jalen as the quarterback, though. Nobody's saying that.
I'm talking in Philadelphia legends. He has done things in four seasons that we wished other top athletes in this town did for 15 years.
No crap, Joe. Nobody's saying he didn't. We're just saying he's not one of the two best quarterbacks in the league.
No, we're talking the top five list, Kyle, in this town.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
In this town for the last 25 years, he's accomplished more in four seasons than anybody has in their whole career.
So you'd have him in the top five overall?
No question.
Yep, agreed.
How could you not?
Facts.
Hold on, Joe.
You told me Utley on the phone.
Hold on. we also have to realize every list,
bait and switch.
Every list or every 25 year span or whatever has a lot of context to it. Like this last 25 years includes Brian Dawkins. It includes Allen Iverson. Includes Jason Kelsey. Includes Lane Johnson. Like it's not like there's like nobody here that was any good. So yes, all you said is true. But like in hold on. Yeah. In the 80s, you mentioned what we had with Maurice Cheeks, but there also was Mike Schmidt. Like you have to, the context of every conversation includes who's part of the discussion. So like, it's not just an automatic spot for Jalen Hurts. There's been a lot of great players here, Hall of Fame players.
Joe, what is the number one sport in this city?
The Eagles, Philadelphia. This is the NFL.
What is the number one most vilified position in all of sports?
Quarterback.
There you go.
Who is the number one quarterback vilified the most in the last 25 years in this town when
McNabb.
They first got the job? No, when they first got the job.
McNabb got booed at the draft.
No, I'm talking when he first got the job.
So I'll add context. I don't think
he's talking about Jalen taking over for Carson.
Let me add the context.
Jalen couldn't do the job.
I think by the time they literally put Jalen on the field in Green Bay, people were done with Carson. Yeah. But the day they drafted Hurts, that I understand your point. That week,
people lost their minds.
People
believed McNabb could do the job. People never believed Hurts could do it,
including his own team, by the way.
In four seasons, he's been there twice in a winning percentage, about 80%,
yes.
And has done nothing in this city except love it when they hate him. That is
who's hating Jalen anymore?
Oh, my God. People still don't give Jalen the respect that he deserves.
Yeah, that's true. You guys can say you don't do it as much, but I'm saying Joe is correct about this.
He's the leader of the best franchise in Philly sports over the last 25 years, and he runs the show. He sets up the pass protection. He audibles to get Barkley those 80-yard runs. He wasn't Lane Johnson at the tush push in the Rams game that cost him a touchdown to seal the win. Instead, they had to kick a field goal. But people don't break up that false start on the tush push that almost cost the Eagles that game. It's Jalen's passing ability in that game almost cost him. We don't bring up the other players who dropped the ball against the Washington or Barkley's drop against Atlanta when they should have been 3-1.
AJ's drop against the Rams.
Hold on, they got the ball again in the Atlanta game. He threw a pick.
We're also talking,
they had the ball last.
Yeah, but the game would have been over if Saquon
won. Talking out of both sides of our mouth, though, because we're going to say Jalen should get credit for when they win, but then if somebody else makes a mistake, why aren't we talking about the mistake that somebody else made? Jalen either gets it all or he gets none of it.
Well, he should get all of it, but they just almost always win.
Okay.
They do.
No, I know they do. But by the way, a lot of those things where Joe went on that little rant about checkbox this, checkbox that, a lot of those are Chase Utley too, except he was a better player for a longer period of time.
Yes, he was. Joe, good phone call.
I don't know if he was definitely a better player.
He was a better player.
He was.
The resume speaks differently.
The resume is the same, except Utley's is arguably better.
I have a thought before we get to you people. And this is about Jalen, but it could be about Jason Kelce, who left and then they won without him. At some point, do we start thinking differently about these players because the Eagles are a machine?
That's a good question.
Like Alabama and Georgia in college football, they have all these great players. And guess what happens when the great players leave? They just keep winning.
But the difference is the Eagles have not really been a machine. I mean,
they're kind of in it now.
No, yes, now I agree. 22, I think, is when they started becoming a machine. Prior to that, while they were one of the better franchises still, they were not making deep playoff runs every year. They were making the playoffs every year, but they were not winning games every year. They weren't winning the division every year. They have become a machine in 22.
I'm just it hit me when...
But that's when Jalen became the quarterback.
Yeah, that's part of it. I'm just saying it hit me when Kelce left and I was concerned and I was like, they're fine.
You're right. They're operating at a high level right now. No question about it.
I'm not saying they're the 80s Niners, but at some point if Jalen's not here and they win a Super Bowl, I wouldn't be shocked. They had Joe Montana and then Joe Montana left and then they won another Super Bowl.
Yes, I agree with you.
I think it speaks to the franchise they've become. All right, let's check in with you people here.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Is it a shock to anybody that you people has devolved into crying, arguing, name-calling, personal attacks?
Sounds like another day on there.
Over the
about
quarterback.
Jalen?
Yeah, well,
that's
the start of it.
Or just me and Joe.
Well, those were coming anyway, but whenever it's a lot of Jalen Hurts stuff, people get very, very upset.
Yeah.
Very, very upset.
Sensitive. Sensitive.
Yes. I would like to... I want to give out a warning to you people here.
Okay.
Because we get a lot of this on Twitter, just social media in general. I'm not listening to this. Or, I stopped listening to that. You know what they just added in the you people chat?
Oh, no.
Your stats as to how often you listen.
Oh, really?
And contribute and join in the thing. So
you'll
get
facts.
A guy with
so
like
you
a,
can look at a user and see how long.
Yeah, you'll get a symbol next to their name, number one listener, number two listener. And they're like, I can't stand this show.
Right. Yeah.
So you're all being exposed for the frauds that you
we
are.
We have the facts.
Yep.
Some stats here.
My shirt getting a lot of heat today.
I actually think in person, I can't say how it looks on air, but it looks nice.
Thank you.
Nice shirt.
It's a little wrinkled.
I can't tell from what my angle. Is it a polo or more like a collared shirt?
Well, it's a $3 thrift store shirt.
But would you say it's more...
I think it's a regular button-up shirt.
Yeah.
Button-down, short sleeve.
Yeah. Wait, button-down. Yep. Button-up.
What's the difference? Yeah.
It's called a button-up. It's not called a button-down.
Okay. Is there really a difference?
Yeah, I think there is.
I guess so.
It's two different names.
I like button down better.
I never hear people say that.
Well, hold on. How do you do your buttons? From the bottom up or the top down?
I think that's irrelevant.
Oh, I do
it's
the
called
up,
a button up.
When you button your shirt, do you do the button top or the bottom first?
I do the top first.
Then you're buttoning down.
I agree, but that's not what it's called. It's just not what it's called. I don't know what to tell you. We can do a Twitter poll. Everyone calls it a button up.
I think I've heard both.
I think it matters the direction you go with your buttons. Otherwise, you're just a fraud.
I'm just letting you know, if you go to a store and say button down, I think they'd be a little confused.
I think they know exactly what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Kyle.
I'm disappointed in Kyle today. Don't care.
Nice.
Disappointed in all of you every day. The feeling is mutual. I don't know if this has been going on the entire show, but at the beginning of the program, the stream kept cutting back to an empty table at the Borgata.
Nice.
Which must have been pretty creepy.
Well, this morning, I think if I'm correct, I'm correct. Richie was in here.
Correct, Richie.
But the rest of the morning show was there, so they had split screens. So maybe they didn't know where we were. They thought we were at the Borgata.
Is there audio? Is it us talking?
I'm sure I could probably find it in the stream, but it's all talking.
We put up all this stuff's probably gone too. All the WIP stuff.
Oh, everything's out. Yeah,
we put up a clip of us arguing the first segment. It's just an empty chair at the Borgata.
Exactly.
We're all screaming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Never forget, Joe put Dan Campbell ahead of Nick Sirianni.
I did. I think he's a better coach.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Still?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you did this recently. That's crazy.
They went 15-2.
Elliot. Let Dan Campbell do it one time without coordinators that carry it.
So here's my perspective on things. I believe what you are until you do it different. And if he sucks this year, I'll just drop him down my list.
That's fair, but Nick has a better resume as well.
That's fine. He has an easier job.
I don't think he does.
He coaches the Eagles.
Dan Campbell coaches the Lions. The Lions have a ton of talent.
Could you imagine 5 years ago saying someone won 15 games in a season with the Lions?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like walking on football water.
I agree with
They're
that.
They're the Lions.
You could have said that over 25 years ago about the Eagles, though. But franchises changed.
Right, but you could have said that in 2020 about the Eagles.
The Eagles had won a Super Bowl 3 years before he got
your
here.
Your point is fair. He has helped turn Detroit around. Yeah.
Now, Elliot, is it fair for me to have revoked Joe's Sirianni guy card?
Well, definitely. Joe was never really a Sirianni guy.
I don't think you ever would have gotten the card.
What gets lost in this is Sirianni was my guy to hire during the cycle. I said that he's the guy. Second, I had Sirianni 17 on my list last year, moved him up to 8. That's a big jump.
Well, there's just two not Sirianni guy lists.
I wasn't a Sirianni guy 1 year ago.
Putting him behind Dan Campbell, I think, revokes your Sirianni guy card.
Born again Sirianni guy.
Nah.
I moved him up from, never mind, 17 to 8. That's a big jump.
Whatever the opposite of born again is now what we're doing with the Sirianni guy thing. Kyle's trash. This was before I said a single word today, mind you. I didn't do anything. And it only probably got worse for them.
Okay.
There. So, yep. Do you remember the Phillies got no hit in the World Series?
Yeah.
Care to comment?
What is that?
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. These people are insane.
Well, we talk about clutch.
Yeah.
Like the 2022 team? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
That actually gets underrated as an all-time choke job.
Disagree.
Well, they shouldn't have beat the Astros, but to get no hit in the World Series when you were up
bad.
Is pretty bad.
It was tough.
Would you say the 0-1 Sixers choked against the Lakers?
No.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah, losing three straight
after the Astros were way better.
Yeah, but getting no hit is a different level.
No, I know. I was there standing behind the Astros family section.
I was in Houston when it happened. Because the Eagles were playing the Texans.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Next night.
Kyle has to do something about this. I don't know what.
The shirt.
Yeah. No, well, I think it might have been trying to rein you guys in, but then they heard me speak, and then I think I was a lost cause.
Gotcha. See, I would think it'd be somewhat of a positive day for me since I'm defending Jalen.
You are. Oh, you're held in very high regard in the chat today.
Love to see it.
Yep. It's Elliot's cooking, all of this. Whenever you agree with whatever's being said, cook, dude.
I will say, and Joe, you can relate to this. As two people that have certainly been in the minority of opinions over the past years, it does feel kind of nice to be in the majority for once. Like, I firmly believe what I'm saying about Jalen. It's just not often a spot
you're right
I find
in the way.
Myself
if it's
in.
A good way
no,
to be.
No, but I believe it. No, and what's crazy is you were a pro-Jalen guy before, too. It's me and you were on the same page.
None of us are anti-Jalen.
Nah,
we just
you can say what you want.
We just don't go too far with it.
We can all hear it.
No, there are just lunatics out there who can never get enough.
Well, saying the Super Bowl MVP is a top quarterback in the NFL is a lunatic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to defend the rest of the roster who's been lost to this was Jalen's season. Best roster anyone's ever seen here. Actually, Jalen Hurts carried.
I would love to watch McNabb listen to the radio now when all we talk about is the roster around him. With McNabb, it's he never won the game.
We've lost our minds.
One more quick thing, and this is a twofer.
Okay.
I just found this hilarious. This is rage bait from Joe Giglio.
Nice.
And then another comment.
Putting Chase Utley in the top five for the last...
Well, hold on. Obvious rage bait from ESP.
Yes, naturally.
Okay, so?
So it's a rage bait battle.
That's got to be the Joel, I would think.
Choose your rage bait, yes.
No, this was within like 2 minutes of each other.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah, it was the classic like stupid, like dumb question, obviously it's this, and then dumb question, obviously it's the other thing.
Yeah. Those are my favorite in the Twitter responses.
This is obvious, yet it's 50-50 on the results.
Exactly,
This was a fun show today. All right, we got to give our giveaway the Phillies tickets for Tuesday night. I think we should go with Rich. He had the Dave Matthews Band. Where was it in Colorado?
Red Rock. I have not been, but my wife's been. It is crazy. You have to look up pictures of
it. All right, Rich, you're the winner of the prize. So you're going to the Phillies game on Tuesday night. Elliot, thank you for filling in for Hugh. You're on tomorrow for Go Birds?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so next week.
Next week.
No.
Nope.
Flat out no. No way.
No.
Elliot, we'll talk to you next week. So will we. Afternoon show next, I believe it is Broads and Al?
Al Morgani.
From Chickies. They're
I'll be on
next.
A three with them.
There could be some fireworks.
Oh, you're on a three with them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when you're on next. All right, Elliot's back in an hour. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.